Let all God's people praise the Lord. Shake off those heavy bands. Lift up those holy hands. Let all God's people praise the Lord. One more time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let all God's people praise the Lord. Shake off those heavy bands. Lift up your holy hands. Let all God's people praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. It's good to have you here this evening. Man, I'm looking forward to a wonderful time tonight. Brother Diggs is going to be speaking for us this evening, so we want to be praying for him that the Lord would just get him out of the way and speak directly to our hearts. Amen. I like to sing in the key of F, Victory in Jesus, 2391. I heard an old story, how my Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Well, he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me there, I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing blood revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Well, he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me there, I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea. About the angels singing, about the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'm gonna sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Well, he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me there, I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Well, he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me there, I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Well, victory is mine. Well, victory is mine. Oh, victory today, it is mine. Well, I told Satan to get thee behind. Oh, victory today, sing it again. Oh, victory is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Oh, victory today, it is mine. Well, I told Satan to get thee behind. Oh, victory today. When I woke this morning, oh, when I woke this morning, oh, I didn't have no doubt, for I knew that the Lord would bring me out. For I got down on my knees, cried, Lord, help me please. I got up singing and shouting victory. Oh, victory is mine. Yes, victory, it's mine. Yes, victory today, it is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Oh, victory today, his love is mine. Oh, love is mine. Yes, love is mine. Oh, love today, it is mine. For I told Satan to get thee behind. Oh, love today, his peace is mine. Oh, peace is mine. Yes, peace it is mine. Oh, peace today it is mine. Well, I told Satan to get thee behind. Oh, peace today. It's all because I woke. Oh, when I woke this morning, I didn't have no doubt, for I knew that my Lord would bring me out. For I got down on my knees, cried, Lord, help me please. I got up singing and shouting victory. Yes, victory it's mine. Yes, victory it's mine. Oh, victory today it is mine. For I told Satan, get thee behind. Oh, victory today, the Holy Ghost. Yes, the Holy Ghost is mine. The Holy Ghost is mine. The Holy Ghost today it is mine. For I told Satan to get thee behind. The Holy Ghost today, it is mine. Why don't we thank him this evening? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've got so much to be thankful for. Let's sing that. I think that's still in the key of F. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for, you see. He has been so good to me. When I think of what he's done and where he has brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. Sing it again. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for, you see. He has been so good to me. When I think of what he's done and where he has brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. When I look around and see the good things he has done for me, I know I'm not worthy of them all. sings, he freely gives. I owe my whole life to him. I've got so much to thank him for, and I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for. You see, he has been so good to me. When I think of what he's done and where he has brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. And sometimes, well, on life's way I kneel and I stop and say, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. And one day I'll reach heaven's shore. Oh, please let me kneel once more. I've got so much to thank him for. Sing it now. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for. You see, he has been so good to me. When I think of what he's done and where he has brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. Amen. Amen. We're going to go to prayer. Ask Brother Jaron. Brother Jaron, if you'd come and just open the service up. Brother John Reynolds has a note here. Please pray for Richard and Mary Smith and their continued challenges. We want to remember that. Also, we want to remember Sister Shirley Cannon not feeling well. Also, we want to remember Brother Sham in prayer. He went to the hospital today because of dizziness, and they're wanting to keep him overnight. So we remember that need. And Brother Jeremiah Shetfield, he has pneumonia in one lung, so we want to lift him up in prayer. Brother Keith also has a heart CT scan tomorrow, so he'll be heading to Charlotte. So we want to remember Brother Keith. And also, Brother Barry, Sister Becky are going to be away for a couple of days. So they'll be back on Sunday. But Brother Barry just asked her to just remember him and Sister Becky in prayer. If you have a need tonight, just raise your hand as we go to our Heavenly Father. Brother Jaron, if you'd come.
Amen. It's good to be with you all. Why don't we just go before the Lord in prayer and take these special needs to him. Hold those special needs on your heart before him as we pray together. Gracious Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to be here tonight. Lord, it's not often that I'm able to attend Wednesday night service. What a blessing it is just to have this oasis. Lord, life just pulls at us and just strains us, Lord. Our mind and our spirit just drags us down at times, God. And it's just encouraging to be with fellow believers and worship and to praise your holy name, Lord. And that's our heart's desire, Lord, is just to give you glory, Father. And these little times and these little moments, Lord, let us not take them for granted, Lord. For one day, we may not have this ability to worship you freely. Lord, there was a time Christians of old couldn't gather as we gather today, Lord. They had to gather and huddle in places and sing quietly for fear of death. But Lord, we can sing freely, Lord. We have the freedoms, Lord, to worship you, God. And Lord, let us not take that for granted, Lord. You alone are worthy of all praise, Lord God. It's to you we lift up our voice, Lord, and we cry unto you, Father. Lord, I hold before thee before me, Lord, these special needs of our assembly, Lord. They've been mentioned, Lord, and Lord, they're very special and dear, each and every one. Lord, we certainly pray for Brother Keith and the issues he's facing, Lord, the challenges, Lord. Lord, to him they're a challenge, Lord, but to you they're nothing. And Lord, you could, with a wave of your hand, Lord, just all of it could be gone, Father. Lord, your promises are real, Lord. We believe them, Lord. You died upon that cross, Lord, and you purchased our healing, Lord, and our salvation in one fell swoop, Lord. God, it's already done. And Lord, we thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you for your promise, Lord. Touch our brother, I pray, Lord. Grant healing to his body. Lord, I think of Brother Richard and Sister Mary. Haven't seen them in such a long time, Lord. I know they would love to be here, Father. But Father, I pray that you would just be merciful and you'd reach down and touch our dear saints, Lord, and help them through their hour of need, Lord. I think of the Drum family, and I pray that you'd touch them, Lord. And Father, I think of our pastor traveling, and Lord, I pray that he would be a blessing wherever he may go, Lord, and that you would speak words through him, Father, that would be in season for each and every believer that those words would fall upon, Lord. Lord, there are many others, God. I might not remember every single one, Lord, but they're very dear to you, God. You would never forget a single one, for you never could, Lord. You were with us, or we were with you, Lord, from the beginning. Lord, I pray that you would just meet every need tonight, Lord. Every longing heart, I pray that you would fulfill the desire. Lord, I pray that you would just speak to us in a very personal way tonight through our brother Diggs as he ministers. I pray that you would bless him for the time to take to come down and minister to us, Lord. And Lord, let us just pull up to the table, Lord. As the song says, come and dine. Lord, we're just all thirsty and hungry, Lord, to just hear your word and be fed. Thank you for the song service tonight, Lord. I pray that you bless Brother Jason and the musicians. And just as we continue to worship, fill us with your Holy Spirit, I pray. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. You may have your seats. I'm going to have the brothers come up and we'll take the tithes and the offering. This time before we get ready to turn the service to Brother Diggs. Brother Johnny, would you pray over the tithes? Amen. Amen. As we get ready to receive Brother Diggs, why don't we sing Hold to God's Unchanging Hand, key of F.
Time is filled with swift transition. Oh, not of earth unmoved can stand. Oh, build your hopes on things eternal. Unchanging hand. Oh, hold to God's unchanging hand. Yes, hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, build your hopes on things eternal. You got to hold to God's unchanging hand and trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if by earthly friends forsake, unchanging hand. thoughts on things eternal, Lord, to God's unchanging hand, and covet not this world's vain riches that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasures, for they will never pass away. We've got to hold to God's unchanging hand. Yes, hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Oh, hold to God's unchanging hand. And when your journey is completed, and if to God you have been true, fair and bright the home in glory, your enraptured soul will view. We've got to hold to God's unchanging hand. Yes, hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, build your hopes on things eternal. Oh, hold to God's unchanging hand. Sing it one more time. We've got to hold to God's unchanging hand. God bless you, Brother Dick. Oh, hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, build your hopes on things eternal. Oh, hold to God's unchanging hand.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight. God has truly been good to us. Amen. We thank and praise the Lord for being here with you today on this nice day in North Carolina. It was a nice drive up. So I'm grateful. Amen. I hope everybody's had a good day. Amen.
Amen.
How many save?
Amen.
It was a good day. Amen. Greetings from Brother Barry, amen. He told me to tell everyone hello. Let's stand to our feet, have a word of prayer, and we'll get right into the word of God tonight. I hope you're in expectation. Let's pray. If you have a need, you can acknowledge it to the Lord by an uplifted hand, amen. Lord Jesus, Father, we lift our hands to you, Lord, and we do it as an act of faith, Lord, knowing that you see all, you know all, Lord, and you've already prepared a way for this need that we have, Lord. But our desire, Lord, is to not want anything that you don't have for us already, Lord. So, Father, let our desires, Lord, move into the realm of perfection, Lord, that we'll only crave the things that you have for us, Lord. Lord, just bless the service, Lord. Bless your people that are here, Lord, and hearing. They may see what the Spirit is saying. Father God, anoint both speaker and hearer, Lord. Lord, allow me to get out the way. Father, that you may have a one-on-one with your people, Lord. And let it be more than just intellectualism, Lord, but let it be substance, Lord, that your people can grab hold of and live by, Lord, and take out of these four walls and take it back with them, Lord, and live it daily, Lord, and see progress in their lives, Lord. We pray you just continue to bless the pastor in his absence, Lord, his family, Lord, church family. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. The church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you have your Bibles, let's turn to, I think I want to go to Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, chapter 3. We're going to kind of backtrack a little bit. 2 Corinthians, chapter 3, and then we're going to go to 1 Corinthians, chapter 13. Amen. Second Corinthians 3 and verse 3. The Bible says, "For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God." Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Familiar verse of scripture. The Bible says, "For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away." Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You can have your seats. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tonight, by the grace of God, for a couple minutes, I want to use for a subject, "Time Will Tell." Time will tell. Amen. You know, I've been thinking, I'm sure Brother Barry and different ministries have been covering, you know, the end time prophecies that have taken place that we can see according to our message of the hour. But one thing I want us to understand that, you know, when it comes to what we believe, the greatest element that we have, the greatest thing that we have on our side is the Bible. Because the Bible is a book of prophecy. And the thing that's, you know, when I see all the different things of prophecy taking place, and everybody's different, but I'm just saying me, it didn't make me focus more on the government or the Pope or all these other things, but it made me focus on where I was. What you know, where was my life spiritually? Am I fulfilling what God said about me according to prophecy? Amen. And you know, time, hallelujah, doesn't stop for anybody. Hallelujah. It stopped, let me backtrack. It stopped one time for Joshua. Amen. Hallelujah. But that was a moment in time that God had already set up for Joshua when he met that spot. Hallelujah. Inspiration hit him and he spoke and time stood still, so he could fulfill a promise that God gave him. Hallelujah. So I want us to understand, while we're in time and we're watching all these things take place, hallelujah, find out where you are. Amen. Make sure that you're lining up with all the things according to the word of God that's supposed to take place in your life. Hallelujah. You know, many a times in the scripture, the scripture says, when he's talking to different ones, it says, "At that appointed time, it will speak." He told Abraham, "At an appointed time, you and Sarah, hallelujah, will have a son." Hallelujah. But one thing about time can get real weary if you're caught in time. Hallelujah. See, God don't want us to be caught in time, because he's not caught in time. God is eternal. He does things as he will. Hallelujah. According to his will. Amen. But if we get so locked down in time and think about, you know, this hadn't happened, that had happened, just let it run on a little bit. Time will speak. It'll become a manifestation if it's of God. Amen. And that's what we're looking for. We're not looking for things that are spoken of a man. We're looking for the absolute. Hallelujah. And one thing I want to appreciate, hallelujah, that my Bible, your Bible, cannot lie. Talk to me, church. Hallelujah. See, we are Bible students. Hallelujah. We come from the, the graduate school of the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. Because our message made our Bible what? Understandable. Hallelujah. So as much as we say, I'm in the message put your Bible and made it alive. Hallelujah. So when I read and study this message, I should be able to find myself in the scriptures. Hallelujah. So, you know, and the reason why I'm talking about that is because a lot of people don't make this their, I'm trying to say it right, be all, is all. Did I say it right? I can't get that right. Or be all, in all, however it go. You know what I mean? This is what we live by. Because God is his word, amen. And his word will come to pass. Woo! Because God cannot tell a lie, hallelujah. So whatever you see in the written word, hallelujah, don't worry about how long it takes. You stand still and say, God, you promised this in your word, so it has to come to pass. Church, that's where we should be as a church, hallelujah, a people of prophecy, hallelujah. That when we read the written word, we should be looking for it to come to pass, hallelujah. But you know, they asked Jesus a question, what is the sign of the end and so forth, you know. But before I get there, let's just look at some of the things that have already taken place in time. Hallelujah. Things that the prophet talked about. I'm not going to go over all of them. I'm going to just hit two of the past recent highlights. Hallelujah. And y'all know where I'm going. He prophesied that there was going to be a woman that rise up in great power. Hallelujah. And run the world. He said, it could be a woman or it could be the Catholic Church. Does that sound like a dual prophecy? Hallelujah. That sounds like something, if you've really been paying attention, that has already taken place. Hallelujah. I got to go back to my church. And I got to go back to my church because when I talked about this, I called a lady by the wrong name. Kamala Harris. I said Condoleezza Rice. Hallelujah. How many know she was a woman in power at one time? So when we see these things rising up, we ought to be looking just to see where we at. Hallelujah. But look, church, when we're talking about America, America is written in prophecy. Where? In the Bible. Hallelujah. So we stay here, but we're living, hallelujah, in a country that's in our Bible. And whatever the Bible has said about it, it will come to pass. Time will tell. Hallelujah. But you look at Kamala Harris, she rose up on an inauguration day or whatever it was, whenever they had it, she was dressed in purple, just like the prophet prophesied. But if you go back and study her message, mostly every time he described the beast, he put it in purple. Talk to me, church. Hallelujah. So when I read these things and I see it take place where I'm standing in time, it makes me say, man, we're not here that much longer. This thing is winding up. Hallelujah. Now it may have took, I believe that was, he spoke that in those prophecies and so forth, or the seven prophecies back in 33. You look at all these years that things are taking place. Hallelujah. But you know the recent one that just took place, hallelujah, in what we call time, was a pope coming out of America. He spoke that 71 years ago. Whew. Time can't stop prophecy. Hallelujah. It don't matter how many people has left, how many people has come, whatever God has spoke, that's thus said the Lord, will come to pass. But you need to ask yourself, now that you, see, this is what it's done for me, church. I don't care what the critics say. 1954, this man spoke about this. Whew. What would make him, hallelujah, identify a pope coming out of America? It was the inspiration of God giving him prophecy for our day. Hallelujah. And now we as a people are seeing it manifest in time. So what are you saying, Brother Diggs? Your message is true. Your message has been vindicated thoroughly over and over and over again. But where are you? Hallelujah. Are you, hallelujah, being vindicated? Because, Nadia, we're not looking for Brother Branham to be vindicated. Hallelujah. We are the ones living out the prophecy. Hallelujah. We are the ones living out what he said should take place in the church. Hallelujah. So we should see the manifestation of prophecy in our life. Hallelujah. Because Jesus was the manifestation of Moses' prophecy. Moses said, there'll come a prophet like unto me. Hallelujah. And Jesus was the manifestation of that. Hallelujah. So somebody has to meet the prophecy in time and make it a manifestation. Hallelujah. In church, in Isaiah, hallelujah, Isaiah said, hallelujah, there'll be a voice of one crying in the wilderness. That was a prophecy. Hallelujah. And it went out there, but somebody caught it in time, and his name was John the Baptist. Woo! John said, they asked John, hallelujah. They said, John, are you the Messiah? Are you the Christ? He said, no. I'm the fulfillment of this prophecy. I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Hallelujah. And the reason why I'm taking this route is because when I saw all these things happen, it made me question, where am I? Do I know that I'm the fulfillment of things that have already been prophesied according to what the church should be? Or who the bride should be. Hallelujah. Look, Isaiah again. Isaiah, I ain't going to read all the scriptures, but Isaiah said, hallelujah, a virgin shall conceive. He threw that out there. But somebody caught it. Somebody became the reality of what was spoken. And her name was Mary. Hallelujah. She was met by the inspiration of God. Hallelujah. To bring forth what had already taken place in prophecy, hallelujah, becoming a reality of it in time. Hallelujah. You say, now I ain't gonna be long now, so I hope you catch what I'm saying. Church, as we see these different things taking place and we really understand where we are, if we just, you know what I did? I looked up the last 10 presidents and I could see all the way up to Trump. Every president served two terms. And then things started to switch. Hallelujah. You know, we got, as a community or as a culture, people got very excited about having a black president. we finally got one in there. No. It was all about the fulfillment of something. In time. What was it? Let's go to Matthew 24. I ain't gonna be long. I hope you're all right. Matthew 24. Let's just start reading that. I tell you, this chapter, you should go back and read it. Read the whole chapter. And I guarantee you, it'll make sense. If you just look at the world and where it's at right now. Verse 3, it says, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Now look, hallelujah, they asked Christ a question. And one of the things in the question they asked him was, what's the sign of your coming? Hallelujah. So we read this Bible. There's things that Jesus is going to say to make us aware that he's coming back. Hallelujah. It shouldn't be a mystery. We can look in this Bible and say, he said it. I believe it. It's going to happen. Time will tell. Hallelujah. And they asked him and said, what's the sign of your coming? Hallelujah. And the end of the world. So, church, when we get ready to read all this, there's two things that they're looking for him to tell him about. When he's coming back, and are we at the end of the world? You know that there are, go ahead, let me keep on reading. He says, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Hallelujah. Have we seen that on the earth? Every time I read the scripture, I go back, it takes me back, Peter, to that man in Waco, Texas. Hallelujah. Who was calling himself Christ. He even had long hair and everything, the beard, and he wanted to look just like Hoffman's head of Christ. And he, hallelujah, began to have a crusade, and he had all these people following him. They thought he was the Christ. But his movement was so malicious, hallelujah. How could people give themselves over to something like that that's not in the Bible? Because they've made a man their absolute instead of the word of God. And you know, this man, he had a shootout with the government. Oh, can you imagine God having a shootout? Oh, my Bible said that nobody took his life, he laid it down. See, if they would have knew his word, if they would have knew their word, they would have knew better. Hallelujah. But they got caught up in sensationalism and religion and all these things, and they stopped following a man who said he was Christ, but he didn't have the character of Christ. Hallelujah. And he wasn't even a fulfillment of good prophecy, but he was a fulfillment of prophecy. Look, he says, and shall deceive many, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. I could go on and on with that. The Gulf War, the Iraq War. These are the wars we didn't survive in our day. Gulf War, Iraq War. Now they got Russia and Iran fighting. And you guys have been heavily involved in that. Hallelujah. Helping your pastor, helping the saints get out of that war. Hallelujah. Get away from all that stuff that's going on. But you know what it is? It's prophecy. Being fulfilled. Oh my. Think about it, church. Hallelujah. You are helping send your money and your prayers to the saints in Ukraine. The saints in Ukraine who are being oppressed and all these things. And you think you're just doing a good deed. No, you're fulfilling prophecy. Time has come to meet us. And the sad thing about time, you could be in time and feel like you're out of space. Not knowing where you are. And that's not where we want to be. Hallelujah. Wars and rumors of wars. We got through those wars. Hallelujah. Amen. Look. It says, see that ye be not troubled. God even said, we in war don't even be troubled. Whoa, oh my. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So even though we see all these things, hallelujah, we have to remain steadfast. Don't get tired. Don't get caught up in all these things. Basically, don't turn into a fanatic. Keep your eyes on the word. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant. Hallelujah. And it says, but this is not the end. He said, for nations shall rise against nations. Are we there, church? Oh my. It's kind of dry. We got to pull it out. Are we there, church? Nations have rose against nations. Hallelujah. We are right here watching it in time. Oh my. Kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence. We just had a famine. We just had a shortage of what? Eggs. Didn't the prices go up? Did you go in your Walmart and the shelves were empty? I don't know about yours, but it wasn't mine. And it kind of caught me off guard. Cause I was like, what's going away all the eggs at? Things can be taking place and you can be oblivious of it if you're not paying attention to where you are. Hallelujah. Famines in the land. And not only just eggs and chicken and all these things, it's just so many other things taking place. Hallelujah. It also says pestilence. Pestilence means plagues. We've had plagues that they say there's no cure for. Called COVID-19. You say, really, Brother Dave? What? They never said it was a cure. They just said, take a shot. This will help with the symptoms. Hallelujah. But we're going to go somewhere. Amen. Listen. It said in earthquakes in diverse places. Can I get an amen? We used to didn't get any earthquakes in South Carolina, but now we have them regularly. Are we there, church? Are we experiencing the manifestation, hallelujah, of prophecy in time? Hallelujah. Look, all these things are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall be killed, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. You've had people in your church that have experienced religious persecution. Y'all done shook his hand, Brother Anwar. Y'all done walked around with him, shook his hand. This man had to leave his country because of what he believed. We're experiencing it right here in time, and we like, you're walking in the fulfillment of it. Don't let life on this earth stop you from being what God called you to be in this end time. Now we're coming somewhere, hallelujah. I'm saying all this to say that it's not all about, hallelujah, what's happening in the mark of the beast. If the beast is forming up into all power, what is the bride doing? Hallelujah. If we can see the beast, we should be able to see what can stop the beast. Hallelujah. Oh my. And then many shall be offended and shall be betrayed. And anybody can say this. Nobody can talk about this even more better, if I'm saying it right, more better than Brother Barry. Because Brother Barry's been over there and seen it. Hallelujah. Walking in areas where he got to walk real light. I think he told me one time, him and Brother Anwar, they were having service. Hallelujah. They were having service in a building, and he said, it ain't like this where a man just screaming and hollering. He said, something might go on because you're in a Muslim country. Hallelujah. So he's like teaching the people, whatever the case is. You can ask him about it. He'll give you more insight. But, you know, he's teaching the people, service is over. And when service is over, somebody died on the outside. And he said, they don't have funerals like us. He said, as soon as the person died, they start having a funeral right there. But they were in the building, and they had to get out and go about their business. So when they got out, it's a sign of disrespect not to honor what's taking place. So they got out, Brother Anwar, Brother Barry, walking out with some of the brothers. And you know, Brother Barry probably went from white to red. All the blood started rushing through his head because he's like, everybody's looking at him. But now he's walking, and he says, Brother Anwar is in his back, like pushing him. Don't stop. Because he knows the repercussions of what can happen in this moment. Hallelujah. So church, for anybody to come and teach these things to his church, he can do it because he's been a part of it. Hallelujah. So we're not just having church and giving you good quotes and sending out books and tapes. No, it's a reality. Hallelujah. I know another brother named Tony Adma, hallelujah, who was staying, I think he was staying in Syria at this time. And he started having fellowship with different churches And he started preaching the message of the hour, but he left and went back to Canada. And when he left just in time because they came to his house to kill him. And his friends told him about it. We are here. Now, this has been years ago. This has been years ago. So where are we? Whew. I don't want to read all this. There's so much in this. But if we jump over to the fulfillment of prophecy spoken. In Luke 17, the Bible says, in the last days, it'll be like Sodom and Gomorrah. Can I get an amen? Amen. But the world had to get to that place. How did the world get to a Sodom and Gomorrah? They had to put somebody in charge that will help it get there. Thus, Barack Obama. In 2010, Barack started to act, hallelujah, don't ask, don't tell in the military, making it okay to be a homosexual or a lesbian and be around straight people and nobody can't bother you. See, before, you couldn't go in the military and be gay. You get beat to a pulp. But then he got in office. Why? To make the prophecy of the end time, Sodom and Gomorrah, become a reality. And not only did he do that, hallelujah, but he also allowed, hallelujah, he agreed with the Supreme Court, hallelujah, that it's okay to have same-sex marriages. Oh my. So we wonder why these men get in office to fulfill the word of God. I'm not worried about Trump's orange hair. He's a fulfillment of prophecy. Whew. Okay, you take him. Hallelujah. And then after Barack, Trump gets in. What happens in his day? In his day was the plague. What was it? COVID-19. Hallelujah. Something built, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist person, but we have to look through the windows of the word. Hallelujah. Look at this man, hallelujah, president. And they say, hey, we got to quarantine 14 days. When he got sick, you know how long he quarantined? About three. Oh, no, no, I'm all right. I don't need it. I'm good. I don't need it. I'm all right. I took me a pill. Everything's good. Did they stop him? No. If it was such a danger, you think they'd want to protect the head first, ain't it? Go back and read up on some of this stuff. Hallelujah. Church, right now as we speak, they're changing the laws in the Constitution. Oh my. Don't just be a churchgoer. Realize where you are. Hallelujah. And then we got Slow Joe in there, and he was so oblivious of what was going on. Turn around to the wall, shaking hands with a ghost. But he had to get so disoriented. Why? So another prophecy could be fulfilled. Hallelujah. You say, well, Brother Deegs, it was the Catholic Church coming into all. Yeah, I can say the Catholic Church. I can also say it was Kamala. It was also her, because when Joe lost all of his ability to be president, what did they do? They signed it over to her. So who was running the country then? Just like the prophet said, a woman in power. These things are taking place right under our nose. But we should be looking at it saying, God, I thank you. I'm getting ready. I'm ready to get out of here. Whew. Oh, my. And now, church, we've gotten to a place to all these things are right back in line. Sodom and Gomorrah, Noah's day, all these things. Noah had a message, hallelujah, that the people wouldn't listen to. They thought they were bigger than his message until destruction came. We are in that same day. We got people going to church, but they won't, hallelujah, listen to the message. They're following ministries who say, I'm of Christ, this is of Christ. There's a well-known pastor, hallelujah, I ain't gonna call his name, but he has probably about 40,000 members. And he'll get up before his church every Sunday and say, this is my Bible. I believe what it is. I can do what it says I can do. This is my Bible. They interviewed him and asked him, do he believe in the second coming of the Lord? He said, well, how you say this is your Bible and you don't believe in the coming of the Lord as a Christian? And then they also asked him and said, hey, what do you think about homosexuality? He says, well, it's not God's best. God's best? Oh, my. Oh, my. This is where we are, church. But in the midst of all that, all these things taking place, he says, when we can see Lot Day or Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, the people are going to the Bible and now they're getting real. I can't think of the right word, but they'll say, well, it don't say pants. The Bible says a woman shouldn't wear garments pertaining to a man. So we say, a woman shouldn't wear pants. It's like, the Bible don't say pants. It's an understanding. When they normally say that to me, I ask them, I say, well, what does your husband wear? Does he wear dresses or pants? I know as a man, I'm identified in pants. You won't catch me in a dress. So if you are looking at what's pertaining to a man, use me as an example. As a man, you will find me in pants. You won't find me in a miniskirt. See, they try to be so smart till it's dumb. It don't make no sense. Yeah, and you know why they fight against it? Because it's something that they still desire. When you love God and love his word, you just say, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Whew, oh my. They say, well, the Bible don't say homosexual. Let's understand it. Don't get nervous. Let's understand it. When those angels came down to Lot in Genesis, they were just glowing. Hallelujah. Handsome men, hallelujah. And the men saw them, the men of Sodom. They came to Lot's house banging on his door. And they said, hey, Lot, give us those men. And Lot's reaction was, hey, I got two daughters who have never been touched. You can have them. I hope you're catching it. They said, give us those men that we may know them. And if you don't understand that terminology, let's start at the beginning of Genesis where the Bible says, and Adam knew his wife. So when somebody says they want to know you, it's something that they want to know. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. They say, give us those men that we may know them. And Lot says, no, I got two daughters, never been touched. Y'all take them and say, no, give us those men. Y'all know just like it is today. They very aggressive. You be minding your own business. You ask them to quit. They work somewhere. You ask them, say, hey, do you know where I can get? I don't know. Do you? Like, dude, that's your job, man. Are you mad at me? This is how I'm supposed to look. I didn't told this testimony before. Sometimes I can be very petty. With the Holy Ghost, I can be very petty. One time I was flying back into Chicago, coming from Canada. And you know how you have to get your bag and recheck back in and all that stuff? So I had to get my bag, recheck back in. But it was such chaos, I didn't know what was going on. So I'm like, hey, dude, I walked up to a guy. Again, a guy with earrings, a perm. He had that thing laid down, too, boy. Yeah, that perm was tight, boy. He had that thing laid down over to the side. If he shook it, it would bounce. You know, he had that thing right. Wasn't no wig either now. Yeah, that thing was laid. It was laid. So I said, hey, I got my bag. Do I need to check in and go over here. He said, I don't know. You tell me. I do. You work here, not me. But sometimes you got to hold your peace till you get what you need. You know, and me being the brother Diggs I am, I held my peace. But I had a little red devil on my shoulder. I said, don't let him talk to you. So I premeditated something. In my mind, I said, I'm going to get you back. You try to embarrass me in front of everybody, and all I'm doing is ask you to do your job. So, you know, they like to be identified as D, they, and all this nonsense. You say, hey, they, come here, they. That don't make no sense. Stuff don't make no sense. Are you with me? Are you with me? It don't make no sense. You, hey, how? Come here, how? It don't make no sense. Trying to be different, it don't make no sense. And, you know, so I got my bag. He doing what he do. You know, I'm sorry. God forgive me. But knowing they like to be identified as something that they're not, I say, hey, bro, I appreciate it. He got hot with me because I call him bro. He wanted to be ma'am. Not that day. You are a brother. Appreciate you, cuz. That was my little subtle jab. Amen. God forgive me for that. But we are in a time, hallelujah, where things that are not normal, they want to make normal. Hallelujah. Why? Because we're in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. But church, let me wind this on down. But what are you saying, brothers? I'm saying if we can see all these things taking place, we can see Sodom, we can see, hallelujah, American Pope and the presidency, all these things, famines in the land, earthquakes, wars, rumors of wars, church. What should we be seeing in our church? Hallelujah. We get up every service and we pray, hallelujah, for those who are sick. We should be speaking into their lives. Hallelujah. You should be talking to those demons. Hallelujah. And say, Satan, you have a right to hold my sister and brother. Let them go right now. Hallelujah. Before they go to the doctor or whatever they got to do, we as a church stand together and pray and handcuff Satan. That's who we are in this time. Hallelujah. If we can see, hallelujah, the mark of the beast getting on his power about to mount up. Church, who are we? We shouldn't settle for reports of sick that are ours. And don't get me wrong, I know you can't make nobody believe, hallelujah, but you can show the devil who you are. Hallelujah. Paul walked around with such an authority, he'll say, the devil gonna come after I'm gone. Cat told my. Oh, grievous wolves are gonna come when I leave. Why? Because he knew who he was. Hallelujah. Demons would get up and speak. Jesus say, shut up. Don't speak. Hallelujah. Not to brag or to make myself to be something. One time I was in Africa. And doing a youth meeting, and a young kid started having a manifestation. And I realized it was a demon trying to bring fear over the church, over the congregation. So instead of getting up there and calling all the brothers, come on, y'all, let's cast this demon out. I walked over to him. I said, hey, come out of his body right now. Just like that. Because the scripture says we have power over unclean spirits. If I can see the mark of the beast forming up, I should be able to see the reality of the Holy Ghost in me. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Ghost is what? Christ in you. Amen. So, hallelujah, if he had power over unclean spirits and I got the same Holy Ghost, I should also have power over unclean spirits in time. Hallelujah. So I walked over and I said, hey, come out of this body right now. He started carrying on, fighting and kicking. I say, shut up and come out quietly. That's the authority you have. Amen. I don't say that to make myself to be something, but if you got the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, you got authority over any demon that's bothering you. If you know who you are and your life is clean, hallelujah. You're not walking around with a secret, but you're clean, hallelujah. And you can walk right up to an enemy, hallelujah, and say, hey, I'm a son of God. Leave right now. That's why Brother Branham would get up behind the pulpit and he would say, I take every spirit under my control. Hallelujah. Before anything could even go off or manifest, he'd take control of it. And you know what? Every demon in there had to recognize who he was in time. These are not things we're talking about that will be. I'm talking about things that are right now. Let me read this and I'm going to get out your way. Hallelujah. The whole gist of this message tonight is not to glorify American Pope or a woman running the country. No. We are the manifestation of the end time word. That's what this message is all about. Hallelujah. In the end time, hallelujah, there's scripture that says Christ is coming back for a church without what? Spot. Hallelujah. I don't care what your habit is. If you are a child of God, you got to meet that prophecy. You got to come to that place where you don't have smoking habits. You don't have ungodly habits. Why? Because he's coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. We're going to look just like him. Not in the days to come, right now. Because I see the mark of the beast forming up, so I should be able to see, hallelujah, the bride of Christ forming up. He said, I will restore. Hallelujah. We shouldn't be waiting on it. We should be saying, Lord, let me be the manifestation of prophecy that you've spoken about me. Hallelujah. Listen, before I close. Oh, my. Isn't God good? Amen. Hallelujah. All throughout the scripture is a word spoken and somebody had to come and fulfill it. Hallelujah. The prophet of God said there'll be men come after him to make sense of what he preached. Hallelujah. It's happened. It's happening in the fivefold ministry. It's being preached to you every time you come to church. Hallelujah. And you know what it should do? It should produce something in our life, a joy in our life, a confidence in our life. I know who I am. Hallelujah. We sing that song, I Know Who I Am. We are a chosen generation. Hallelujah. We've been called forth to show he's excellent. Hallelujah. Everything that I desire, hallelujah, hallelujah, Christ has given me, I know who I am. Hallelujah. See, I'm to a place now. I pray, hallelujah, about things, and if it comes in a small measure, I say, no, God. I say, God, you a big God. You a big God, I need more. If I can get it in a small measure, I should be able to get it in a big measure. Hallelujah. It's according to how you believe. Hallelujah. If God can heal me from a runny nose with no doctor, hallelujah, he can heal cancer without a doctor. Hallelujah. He can heal diabetes without a doctor. Hallelujah. I am a witness. Amen. I've gone to the doctor. They say, you got diabetes. I say, no, I don't. I say, yes, you do. I say, no, I don't. I got chocolate chip cookies and sweet tea. That's what I got. Woo! Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy bluff you out of who you are in this time. Again, can you see the mark of the beast? We see it. So therefore, we should see the bride coming into who she is. And what are you saying, Brother Diggs? Take God at his word. Hallelujah. Don't bluff your way out of it because you're worrying about how long it take. No, it'll happen if you just be faithful and wait on God. Listen. Let me read this to you. Oh my, he said, now here, here's what I'm trying to say. The law of reproduction brings forth its kind. Amen. Hallelujah. Genesis 1:11, these last days, true church, hallelujah, true church bride comes to the headstone, will be the super church. Genesis 1:11, that's us. We'll be a super church as we're nearing the headstone. Who is the headstone? Christ. Hallelujah. A super race. As they near the great headstone, they will be much like, so much like him, even they will be in his very image. That's what we should be seeing. Hallelujah. Back to the Garden of Eden. Christ had already gave his life. He already put the title deed back. You know, look at it like this now. I ain't a teacher, but let's look at it. You know what the prophet of God said? He said, when Adam fell into sin, or Adam laid his life down, basically, because he wasn't tricked. He wasn't tricked. You can't trick a son of God. That's what the Bible say. Ow! Woo! Adam laid his life down. Why? Because he was a representation of Christ. Hallelujah. And look, church, when he laid his life down, the prophet said the title deed went back to who? God. The devil didn't have it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So everything that Adam had, all the control, everything he had went back to God. Then Jesus came, hallelujah, gave his life, hallelujah. Now who has the title deed? If man first had it, hallelujah, and then God, it went back into God's presence, then God give his life, hallelujah, and he put that title deed back where? Into the hands of who? Man. So you should see, hallelujah, in your life what we read about in Adam's life. Whew, oh my. And I'm not huffing and puffing. But I believe these things. Hallelujah. He said, in order to be united with him, they will be one. Think about that, church. Hallelujah. The fulfillment of the mark of the beast is the devil incarnating himself in who? Pope. Becoming what? One. We see it about to happen, right? Huh? We see everything setting up for the devil to incarnate his whole self into the Pope. If we could see that, oh my. If we could see that, hallelujah, happening, hallelujah, from an evil point of view, what about from God's point of view? We should become in one with him. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you can sign the check. You can write the check. Oh, my. Woo! Glory. He said they will be the very manifestation of the word of the living God. You, somebody say me. You will be the manifestation of the living God. Hallelujah. The manifestation of the word of the living God. Hallelujah. Denominations can never produce this. They will produce their creeds and dogmas mixed with the word and bring a hybrid product. But if we got this with a true understanding, it could only produce the life of the seed who's in itself. And I don't know about you, but I believe I got the seed of Christ in me. So the only thing I'm supposed to be producing, hallelujah, is Christ. Hallelujah. The tree has been growing and growing and growing. Hallelujah. Now it's pushing out branches. Amen. And the prophet of God said, if it ever pushes out another branch, it'll be what? Another book of Acts. What are we waiting on? Do we believe it or not? You know, sometimes I think we're looking for something to be happening totally in the church, just supernatural stuff happening all over here, happening over there. No, I think it's according to the individual. Supernatural things happening in your life. Hallelujah. Oh my. Time will tell. question is, ask ourselves, where are we in time? Where are we in time? I'm going to give you one more before I close. The Bible says, if that spirit that raised up Christ from the what? Grave, from the dead, dwells in you, it will also quicken what kind of body? Mortal body. So that's talking before you take a rapture. That resurrection power will be in you before you get a body change. Oh, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If that spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, it'll also quicken your mortal body. But we're waiting, hallelujah, till we get a body change. No, it says your mortal body. Mortal. Once we step into the rapture, that's immortal. So there's something that should take place in us before a body change. Woo! Hallelujah. How many of you want to fulfill that prophecy? That was kind of weak. And let's say it in blood. Church, all I'm saying is now is the time for us to see this word manifest in our lives. Hallelujah, because we know where we are in time. Hallelujah. Because we had a prophet who prophesied all these things that are taking place right here. We're looking at it. Hallelujah. We're looking right at it. Hallelujah. America, we're looking right at it. All the other countries, we're looking right at it. The conditions of the world, we're looking right at it. Realize, church, you know the Bible said they'll be offended at what you believe. Hallelujah. In the UK and Canada, they classify the Bible as a hate document because it speaks against homosexuality. Oh, my. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you for all that you're doing for us. And Lord God, we pray, Lord, that you would just give us understanding, Lord, and open our eyes, Lord, to where we are in this end time. Where we are right now, Father, on this earth in time as we see all these things around us being fulfilled. Put a hunger in our heart to be the manifestation of what was prophesied of us. Lord God, and to you be all the glory. To you be the honor. The church, amen. Come on, my brother.
If that same
dwells in you, dwells in you. If that same
spirit that raised Christ from the dead, oh, dwell in you, yes, dwell in you. Shall quicken your mortal body. Well, if that spirit dwell in you, yes, it shall quicken your mortal body. If that spirit dwell in you, well, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, oh, dwell in you, well, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwell in you, oh, dwell in you, well, it shall quicken your mortal body, yes, if that spirit dwell in you, oh, it shall quicken your mortal body. If that spirit will dwell in you, well, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, yes, dwell in you, oh, if that's from the dead, dwell in you. Yes, dwell in you. Well, it shall quicken your mortal body. Well, if that spirit will dwell in you, yes, it shall quicken your mortal body. If that spirit dwell in you, well, it shall quicken your mortal body. Oh, if that spirit it dwells in you, oh, it shall quicken your mortal body. If that spirit dwell in you.
Amen. Did you enjoy that tonight? The digs, every time you come, I get supercharged. Amen. I appreciate you, brother. Amen. Prophecies being fulfilled in our day. Amen. Let's sing number 324. Ready to leave. Key of G.
Some folks are building hopes down here and planning ahead. So busy with their fortunes, they got what Jesus said about the wars and earthquakes and the fig trees budding leaves. But there's a group of people getting ready to leave, oh, ready to leave. In a twinkling of an eye, making investments in the bank up in the sky. Happy preparation, not a reason to grieve. Are you in that number, getting ready to leave?
I did it to you again. How many know this? None at one. I have one. This is an old staple, brothers and sisters, from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Well, we'll sing the second verse for you. I'll help you out.
Oh, sinner, what's the reason for your needless delay? While you're hesitating, Christ could come just any day. Oh, heed the Spirit's calling. Make your way to Calvary. And get in that number, getting ready to leave, oh, ready to leave. In a twinkling of an eye, making investments in the bank up in the sky. Happy preparation, not a reason to grieve. Oh, are you in that number, getting ready to leave, oh, ready to leave. In a twinkling of an eye, we're making investments in the bank up in the sky. Happy preparation, not a reason to grieve. Oh, are you in that number, getting ready to leave?
Amen. Well, I won't sing the other four because guaranteed you don't know them. Or do you know them? Do you know Rising Up? Anybody else? Yes. We're going to sing it then. 2647. We'll start Wednesday night. You're going to get new songs. I'm sorry. I just know way too many, and I don't know all the ones that you know, but I'm just going to sing them, teach them to you, and we'll just keep singing them over and over. And pretty soon you'll have a repertoire of 2,600 songs that I have. So,
as I look out across the land, as I look out across the land, see God's mighty hand, the bride of Christ adorned in her wedding gown. Just like in the days of old, they stood with courage bold. They turned that whole world upside down. Oh, rising up, rising up. There's a New Testament church rising up. Oh, rising up, rising
Testament church rising up. Now the Bible plainly tells how the Holy Ghost fell. Signs and wonders were done by the apostles' hands. Demon spirits were cast out. In the jail they sang and shout, while surrounded by the holy angel band. Oh, rising up, rising up. There's a New Testament church rising up. Oh, rising up, rising up. There's a New Testament church rising up. Well, if you think it's all long gone and the miracles are done, I have some good news to bring to you. In the last days He'll pour of His Spirit more and more. Like a mighty eagle, your strength He'll renew. Oh, rising up, oh, rising up. There's a New Testament church rising up. Yes, she's rising up, oh, rising up. There's a New Testament church rising up. We're rising up, we're rising up, we're rising up. We're the New Testament church rising up. Oh, we're rising up, rising up. We're New Testament church rising. God bless you, you're dismissed. We're rising up, oh, rising up. We're New Testament church rising up. Oh, rising up, rising up. New Testament church rising up. If you think it's all long gone and the miracles are done, I have some great news to bring to you. In the last days He'll pour of His Spirit more and more. Like a mighty eagle, your strength He'll renew. Oh, rising up, rising up.